From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The atmospheric river storms that reached California last week brought mostly positive news for California farmers and ranchers. Farmers along the Central Coast, for example, saw heavy rains slowed their work for a few days but brought significant benefits to water supplies. The Sierra Nevada snowpack remains low, but the storms boosted the statewide average snowpack from 45% of average up to 68% in a week's time. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association approved its top 2021 policy priorities with a continued focus on advocating for a business climate that increases opportunities for producer profitability. According to agrimarketing.com, NCBA's policy priorities for the coming year include price discovery and transparency in cattle markets, continued efforts to ensure that all plant-based or cell-grown protein products are labeled truthfully with ingredients fully represented, and remain committed to protecting those in the cattle industry while strengthening the beef supply chain to meet the growing demand for U.S. beef. In its second proposal to settle future lawsuits that allege its Roundup weed killer is carcinogenic, seed and ag chemical giant Bayer says it would pay up to $200 million to individual claimants and a maximum of $2 billion overall. As reported by Agriculture.com, the offer, which was submitted for approval to a U.S. District Court judge in San Francisco, would cover lawsuits filed in the next 4 years. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.